Hey, travel nurses, I'm Nurse Kelly, and you're listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. As you know, I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, a technology marketplace for travel nurses. Go check us out at wanderly.us. But we're so proud of this podcast, and we're super excited, so thank you guys for joining me for another episode. Thanks for hopping on. Today, we have an awesome guest. I'm super excited for you all to hear from him. He has a large, ginormous influence in this industry, and it's been just so much fun to get to know him and to chat with him, so I'm excited for you all to get to do the same. But before we go any further, I want to introduce him before we start telling you all of the cool stuff about him. So his name is Nurse Keith. So Nurse Keith, thank you so much for jumping on the Happy Traveler today.
Oh, I'm happy as a clam to be here. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, it is honestly such an honor. So we have been in touch, for those who might be wondering, for a while now, but we have just gone back and forth trying to find out an awesome day to get this podcast in because we are just busy people. So speaking of being busy, I have been able to look through a lot of the different things that you offer and all these really cool things that you're doing in nursing. So before you kind of explain in detail those things, can you just tell everybody, you know, your nursing experience, your background, just a little bit about you?
Sure. So I became a nurse in 1996 at the age of 32. I had been a massage therapist, a yoga teacher, and really only had a high school diploma up until that time. So I then went on and got my BSN after my ADN and focused on home health, hospice, public health, and intensive case management. And through the course of that, became a blogger, then a podcaster, then a public speaker, and now I'm also a career coach for nurses. So I do a lot of different things, and I love all the things I do. So I just like supporting the profession and talking to people like you.
Well, and you've done so many cool things, too, that are almost related to healthcare, but aren't necessarily nursing centered. Like I've read that you hold certifications in massage and in yoga, doing a bunch of stuff with visual arts. I was just thinking that all of that is so cool, too, and it's such a holistic version of, you know, kind of what we all do as nurses. And I just think that that is all really cool. So I have definitely noticed, you know, your resume and all of the cool things that you have your hands in. But will you talk about first the Nurse Keith show? So the podcast mm-hmm. that you run and kind of why you started it and what you aim to achieve?
Yeah, well, I was hanging out on Twitter talking to nurses back in 2011, and I connected with several nurses and, well, many, but two in particular, Kevin Ross and Anna Johnson, and we decided that we were going to launch a podcast. So we launched RNFM Radio in 2012, and we realized that there weren't that many nursing podcasts out there. So we launched it as an interview show, and it really took off because there weren't many podcasts for nurses to tune into. So we launched it, and then about 100 episodes in, I decided to launch my own spinoff show, The Nurse Keith Show, and I decided to make that a monologue, just me, once a week talking about careers, because that's what nurses seem to want, and that's what I had to give. And over the last year, I think 195 episodes in, I decided to start doing interviews, and I just interviewed you, by the way, mm-hmm. and it's taken off from there, and that has been a really fun ride. And I don't make much money podcasting. I get some sponsors here and there. Some of my listeners sponsor the show themselves. They give a little bit each month through Patreon. But for me, it's a labor of love for the nursing profession to educate people and inspire them and inform them. And honestly, it's also a way for people to learn about the other things I do. So it's content marketing for my business, and it's also a way to serve the community of nurses at large.
Definitely. I think the entire mission of the Nurse Keith Show is one that is really, really doing the industry a service. So I am so glad to hear you say that you would keep doing it, even if you made $0 doing it, because I feel that. First of all, I completely understand that part of it. But I also do, having seen some of the episodes now and being able to be a part of it, it really is one that I would love to continue to listen to, and I'm sure others feel the exact same way. And podcasting is not easy. It's fun, but you have to be on it. You have to have a show every week. It really is it definitely takes time out of your day. So if we didn't love it, I feel very similarly. I don't know if it would be something I would do if I didn't love it as much as I do, because it does take a lot of work, but it's so much fun. And I love getting to know the audience and the listeners and answer questions for people. And it really does. It makes you feel probably what similar to what nursing makes us feel, which is important. And like, we're feeling a need, and it's really, really great. So you have a coaching section of the Nurse Keith website as well. So who's your audience, I guess, for coaching? Who are you trying to go after? Is it more of you just have, you know, some inspiration or helping people navigate in any career? Is it very, very much nursing oriented? Will you kind of discuss your coaching?
Sure. Yeah. Everything about me is at nursekeith.com. It's pretty easy to remember. And, you know, my main audience for my podcast, my blogging, my writing, and everything I do is nurses. So I work with nurses all over the country. My listeners of my podcast are on 6 continents, but I really mainly do coaching with people in the United States and Canada, though I have coached a few people outside the US. And I do coaching with other healthcare professionals, even non-healthcare professionals. But I would say that 99% of my clients are actually nurses, whether it's a brand new nurse right out of school who wants to find out, like, what do I do? I have no idea what I do now that I've graduated. Or I have people my age, 40s, 50s, even 60s, who are entering the profession from another career. And they're like, now what do I do now? I don't know what to do. I was a finance person and now I'm a nurse. And then I also coach people who are wanting to start businesses or figure out how to be a nurse entrepreneur or become a writer or podcaster. So it has to do with nurses' careers, nurses' happiness, whether it's preventing burnout, figuring out how to be happier, or negotiating salary, or how to make sure your resume is going to be what you need it to be to find the best job for you. So it's all of those services, and whatever people bring to me, I'm super honest about whether I feel I have the capacity to help them or if I need to refer them to someone else I think might be more helpful. So I have a big, big network of people I know, nurses and otherwise, and I love connecting cool people with their peers and colleagues.
Sure, and that's such a need. That's amazing. I bet you have so many people that want you to help them, because that's just not offered all the time, and people don't know where to go and don't know how to find those types of resources. And that is really exciting. It's really cool. Do you have any, I guess, advice for anyone that maybe would like to start their own blog or something like that? Because I looked at your blog, and what I thought was very, very cool was that I was only seeing you as the main author. And what I love about that is we have a lot of different guest authors and things that come on the Wanderly platform, which is fantastic because they have, you know, they go on different assignments and things like that. But I also think there's something really to be said for someone like you, who's a professional and an expert in a lot of these areas, than to be giving the advice yourself. So if there was someone out there that might want to start a blog and take after Nurse Keith, what would you say to them?
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I started doing this in 2005 on a dare from my brother. So it's been a long time. My blog's been running for 14 years, almost 15 now. So the thing is that if you want to write a blog, one, you have to be super, super careful about HIPAA and not post stuff that's going to identify any patient. And even if you're going to post about your colleagues or tell stories, make sure that you have checked out the policies at your place of work to make sure, if you're not blogging anonymously, that you are not stepping on the toes of any policies or procedures at your workplace. You don't want to lose your job over this, and you don't want to lose your license. So now that I put the fear of God in you, the thing is to do it if you think it's fun. So if you're going to blog, I recommend having somewhat of a focus. You can start a blog like I did back in the day when we didn't know what a blog even was in 2005. Have a focus. Like, if you want to write about travel nursing, focus in on travel. If you want to write about OR, you know, or med surge or something, choose a lane. Because if you have something that's too broad and you try to be everything to anyone, you're going to be nothing to no one. So you want to really focus in. So my blog, because nobody knew, what blogs even were, what they were capable of in 2005, I slowly got mine into the place of being a career blog for nurses, right? So, but at first I was all over the place because I didn't know what I was doing and no one else did either. And it took me years to figure that out. So have a lane, have a silo, have something that's like your wheelhouse. I know I'm using many metaphors here, but find something you're passionate about, that you love writing about, and you have stories to tell, something compelling to offer your readers. And that's really the place to begin. The other thing I'd recommend, there's many pieces of advice. We could talk about this for hours, but one thing I'd recommend is don't do like I did. I have like digitaldoorway.blogspot.com. Don't use a .blogspot or .wix or .weebly URL. Buy your own domain. Like if it's going to be the Happy Traveler, you know, make sure it's the Happy Traveler dot whatever dot com. Mm-hmm. So buy a URL that means something to you, a domain that represents what you are and who you are and what you want to say. And one thing I would recommend is that Brittany Wilson and Katie Kleber are two amazing nurses, and they have a book called The Nurse's Guide to Blogging, Building a Brand and a Profitable Business as a Nurse Influencer. I would highly recommend that book. They are the two people who really know how to make blogging into a business, like how to actually earn money at it. So I would check out The Nurse's Guide to Blogging by Brittany and Katie.
That is great advice. I've actually never known of a resource that's written by nurses for the influencing industry in nursing. So that's actually fantastic. Thank you so much for mentioning
that. That is the go-to book about blogging for nurses. I would totally go there first.
That is so cool. And it is so interesting, too, how many nurses we have now in influencing, in entrepreneurship, opening their own businesses, running their own companies. It is just so exciting. And this day and age, social media has made so many things possible for people that might have otherwise never even known those were their other interests that they have that aligned with their other passions in healthcare. And I just think that is so cool. So thank you for sharing that. I have looked all over everything and checked out all of the cool resources that you offer. I know so much about you now and about your podcast and speaking and coaching and all the cool things you have on your blog. But what I'm curious about is what's next for you? So before we jump off, what do you want to share with people about the next 10 years, the next 15 years? Where do you see yourself? What do you want to do? What other projects do you want to have your hands in? I'm so curious to know.
Thanks for asking. Well, in 15 years, I'll be 70 years old.
Awesome.
So yeah, I just turned 55. So I have a bachelor's degree. I didn't say just a bachelor's. Did you notice that?
I said, love that.
I have Thank a bachelor's degree. I owned it. I didn't say just. A bachelor's degree has meaning. So I'm considering getting a master's, but here's my thing about higher degrees, that you get it if you feel it's actually going to do something for you, or if you just want to go because you love going to school. I don't love going to school. So if I choose a master's program, it's going to be because I want it and because it matters to me. And I think it's going to be a master's of arts in sociology or psychology. And the reason why is that I'm a motivational and keynote speaker, and I love speaking to nurses. That's what I do all over the country. But I would like to expand into psychology, sociology, and other fields related to healthcare and medicine and nursing. So I'm looking at expanding my reach as a speaker and moving into the wider world beyond just simply nursing. Mm-hmm. So I hope to be a speaker who's sought after in all areas of human services and nursing and medicine. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm headed over the next 15 years, plus probably writing a few more books.
Fantastic. Well, you absolutely have to share them with us when they come out.
Thank you. I will.
Well, I love that. Well, thanks so much, Nurse Keith, for coming on The Happy Traveler, our humble little podcast. But I really appreciate you coming on. And is there anything else that you want to add before we go, and very specifically where everybody can find you once more, just in case they missed it in the first time we started talking about your handles and things like that?
Sure. The best place is nursekeith.com. You can find all my social media links right from there. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also find the Nurse Keith Show on any podcast app that you can name. I'll be there. And the one thing I want to say, something I said years ago that I still say to this day, is that nursing should be something you do and love, and not something that does you in. So if something isn't working for in your career, find a way to change it so that you can still be happy, healthy, and balanced, because that's what life is all about.
I love that. Thank you so much for saying that. That is awesome. Well, this has just been so much fun. Fantastic episode. I'm so excited to share this out. But everybody that's listening, thank you so much for staying on with us this whole time, for jumping back on, for believing in this podcast, and for enjoying it, giving us your feedback. We so, so, so appreciate having all of our audience members every single week listen and be able to become friends with you. So thank you again. Again, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler, and we will see you guys next week.